And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. You know, Tom, African-American parents know to have the conversation with their sons about what to do if they're confronted by the police. But now we probably need to have that same conversation with our daughters after seeing the video from that pool party in McKinney, Texas, where, among other things, a police officer used unnecessary roughness with a teenage girl. But what should parents say to their children before and after an altercation like what we saw in that video? I'm going inside her story with Kimberly Seals Allers, journalist, author, and founder of MochaManual.com, an award-winning parenting website for African-Americans. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Jackie.
You know, Kimberly, I can't imagine, you know, what must have gone through your mind and the minds of so many parents when they saw that video. You're the mother of two. What were you thinking when you saw that video? I know you thought about your kids.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's very shocking. And to your point, I think we've always directed our attention to our males and really want to prepare them for police interactions, but it's the reality is that we have to prepare our girls, too, because we see the type of implicit bias that comes out in these police encounters, and it's very sad.
It really is. Now, that part in the video when that officer drew his gun, my heart stopped, and I thought this could have been a lot worse. Now, big debate among African-American parents. You know, Tom, I posted something on my Facebook page yesterday about this whole incident, and in my opinion, I felt like, you know, those teens should have just complied, even though I got the why they were frustrated, and the officer was definitely wrong, in my opinion, but I felt like, you know, you live to fight another day because a lot of things could have gone a lot worse than they did. But it was a big debate on my Facebook page, and I'm sure across the country, as to whether or not parents should instruct their teens to, when they're in a situation like that, to talk back and defend themselves, explain themselves, or just sit down and comply. And Kimberly, what do you think about this?
Well, I think it's important that we have to let our children know that, one, your fight may not be on the street. Right? Your win may be in the courtroom. And I know that in our world of social media and lots of immediacy, we want justice now. But sometimes justice is going to come a lot later. And I think the other thing that's really important is that we have to tell our children the truth. We cannot disillusion them into thinking that, you know, that we actually do live in a post-racial America and that they are not going to be treated differently. And we cannot allow ourselves to think that perhaps our education, our income, or our neighborhood protect our children from these ridiculous police encounters. We have to tell them the truth about they've been dehumanized and they are going to be treated differently regardless of whether they are right or wrong. And I think if we tell our children the truth and prepare them for that, then they could perhaps pick their battles a little bit differently, understand that they do need to comply at that time, pull out your cell phone, and be prepared to win, quote unquote, another time.
Yeah. You know, what do parents, because what we saw in McKinney, Texas, is nothing new. I mean, incidents like this have been happening across this country and will continue to happen with African-American young people. What do parents say after something like that? You know, because this is a situation where the kids that were involved in that were humiliated, embarrassed, they're angry, they're frustrated. What does a parent say to a child after going through an altercation like that with police?
Well, I think that because we know this exists and we're seeing the frequency increase to the levels that we are, we have to actually start having these conversations and preparing our children before, and really in the hope that nothing happens, but really giving them the tools and strategies so that they can be more responsive. I mean, one of the things that's really important is that our children are more adaptive and resilient and not just responsive, right? So how do we teach them to be adaptive in circumstances where they can quickly figure out what do I actually need to be to walk away alive from this situation and not just be responsive with this is what's happening, this is how I feel right now. And that's really important. And then on the back end, we could really try to help them find outlets for their stress. We want to be able to turn what really is trauma, you know, traumatic stress, into some sort of tolerable stress. And doing that by giving them outlets, whether that, you know, certainly open communication, whether they use sports or music or photography, but giving them an outlet to express what they may be feeling, and also having the conversation ourselves, because when as parents, as you said, even when we watch it, we feel something. And so if you experience that with your child, then you need to have a conversation with your child about what you're going through, and then invite your child to also have an outlet to communicate, because what we don't want is this kind of traumatic stress to be internalized and not have an outlet, and then that becomes really dangerous. You want to keep that open communication.
What age are we talking about?
Yeah.
What age are we talking?
How young is
having these conversations?
Yeah, how young should you start?
Well, my son is 11, and I started talking to him around age 9, to be honest, just really to understand that there were his choices always had consequences, and that he could not really act the same way as, you know, some of his white classmates, you know. If you're at school and someone does this, this may turn out differently for you. And I have to prepare him for that reality. We have to kind of prepare our children for the reality that they have today while we fight for change for the tomorrow that we want for them.
A lot of our youth, I don't care what color they are, just do not respect authority.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's important.
And that is very important.
And it's
you can't tell me what to do. You can't.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And you have to teach them. Okay, they were wrong. You may have been right. And you can talk trash later. You
Absolutely.
Can file a complaint.
Absolutely. And sometimes we have to kind of get away from right and wrong at that moment. You know, we get attached to being right. And right now we're trying to have our children alive.
Right.
And sometimes the strategies look very, very different in the moment, and really helping them understand that sometimes you have to allow yourself to be wrong temporarily so that you can live another day to get the justice that you deserve.
Freedom of speech comes with a cost, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Just take out
it
your cell phone and comply.
It's just not the same. It's just not the same for African-American teens, and I think parents need to accept
and
that.
And now girls. We always said boys, but now girls. You see, they don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
All right, good job, Jackie.
All right, Ms. Atmoke Emanuel. Thank you.
Thank you.